going to talk about this afternoon, mainly sort of the problematic situation we as Aboriginal people are with our interpreting in when the concerning the Bossert Code of Ethics. Well, as you know, that the Code of Ethics is an accepted thing by the government and non-government organisations, and it's also the rule that most the clients and the other people practically accept. And we as interpreters, as Aboriginal interpreters, we've constantly been it is a problem to us because we have to deal with it practically every day, and we are not only, as Michael, the previous speaker said, that we also are cultural, we're brokers, so we tend to deal with it both ways, whether through language-wise and as well as the culture-wise. Because we are community-based interpreters, we find that a lot of it, we're exposed to a lot of problems. For instance, I'll just touch on a few, and one of them is accuracy. Our languages, as you know, the Wanmadiri language and all of the Aboriginal language, and most of you must know, we cannot translate it word for word. There are many unspoken signals and tone of voice, and there are a lot of things that we cannot do in this area. Accuracy is more as a practically a foreign thing to us because a lot of time we have difficulties with it. Well, let me just tell you a funny story about a cousin of mine. He's passed on now, and he found it quite different because in those days when interpreting was first introduced, it was a problem really for a lot of our old people, and they were very used to sort of listening to the European way of, and they were so bombarded with the Western, the High English as we call it, the standard English, and they weren't used to interpreting. And when I tried to do, like I was a trained interpreter since 1982, as was introduced, my cousin found it very difficult to understand. He said one day that, there was a meeting anyway, a land rights meeting, I think it was, something to do with native title. And I'll just go quickly. Anyway, this is accuracy, but so the story, I'll just leave the story anyway. I've just been signaled that I have only 2 more minutes. it was to do with an old man who sort of, there I was interpreting so accurately as much as I could, and then the old man said to his niece afterwards, "Now that Olive, why is she following every word that the fellow is saying? Hasn't she got a mind of her own?" Well, that's, unfortunately, we cannot divorce ourselves from the issues of society also, because we're involved so much, with all these issues. And some of the things, like confidentiality that I was going to touch on, and because we are a very close community, we unfortunately are breaking the rules all the time, and we're working with, our people, our neighbours, our uncles, and there's shortage of interpreters as well, and trained interpreters. And competence is another thing. We are accredited in the I mean, I'm a paraprofessional level, but in all of our interpreting, we are finding all of these issues very, very difficult. And if there are anyone who can, just let us know how NATI or OSCET should deal with these problems, we'll be ready, because as you know, that we're just trying to fit in the boat, accommodate our culture as best as we can, both the cultural side and as well as the language, I mean the whole culture.